The Traveler's Journal, February 8th, with a look at the most common kind of travel. This edition of the Traveler's Journal is dedicated to all those who get up in the morning and go to work each day, be it via bus, train, subway, or automobile. The necessities motivating this double daily deliverance are clearer than the price we pay. Whether we pass the time in cramped, crowded conditions or blissful leather-lined serenity, the daily back and forth can get to be a real grind. Common images of commuters are city dwellers creeping from red light to red light or suburbanites inching through four-lane gridlock. Both are common enough, particularly in major metropolitan areas, but according to the U.S. Census data, the folks who spend the most time getting back and forth to work live in the country, where good jobs are fewer and farther apart. In fact, the vast majority of supercommuters, those who travel 90 minutes or more each way, live far from crowds. With the exception of Greater New York and Los Angeles, few urban commuters must make journeys that long on a daily basis. But no matter where you live, that daily round trip takes an insidious toll. Apart from the expenses and anxiety, consider the time. Someone who commutes half an hour each way expends 250 hours a year hauling themselves to work and back. That's longer than most of us spend on vacation. Continue that routine through to retirement, and entire years of your life will have been spent neither here nor there. Convicted criminals sometimes serve shorter sentences and in far more pleasant places. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.